You apparently don't want or don't already have permanent ear damage like I do.
I turned my headphones down, yes. I'm careful.
At the very beginning, cautious. You're like, oh, it's super loud. Let me just turn it down.
Yeah. Well, it was really loud on my little soft ears.
It was kind of loud on mine, too, but I was like, I'm already invested in it. Just whatever. It'll be fine.
Hearing loss runs in my family, so I'm trying to be cautious.
I'm pretty sure I've caused hearing loss, so it's fine. It's already gone. Can't get it back.
No, you can't get it back once it's gone.
No.
Nope.
PSA, guys.
Hey.
Watch your ears. You only got one set.
Yes, once your hearing's gone, you don't get it back.
Unless you buy another one, another set. You buy like the...
Cochlear implants or whatever. Cochlear implants.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. I think it's I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I know what it is. It's an implant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's still hope. So, what's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
Lawn Disorder coming at you on episode
107. Yes.
107. I had to look at her. I'm like, are we at 107 already?
Mm-hmm. Lucky number 7.
Lucky number 107. So... Let's before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. And thanks to Young Ideas. No, I went backwards.
You said that one twice. Wave Space Audio, thank you for our intro music. Thanks, it's awesome. You. I'm always rocking out when
I know.
We start this.
I was
episode.
Distracted by the music and my ear was jacked up. Sorry. So here we are, episode 107. And what are we getting into tonight?
Well, there's been a lot of controversy around streaming services lately, and with the price of inflation and everything's getting expensive and we're looking for cheaper things to do, streaming services are something that I think people look to have, you know, some entertainment without, you know, going out, going to the movies, paying for all that. And there's lots of streaming services out there, but they all do different things. And they all cost different prices. So I thought it would be cool, and you thought it would be cool, if we looked up all of them and talked about how much each one costs and the pros and cons of each.
Yes, and I'd like to point out the fact that we have a lot now.
I didn't even know some of these on this list.
We have a lot of options now in streaming. Way more than I thought we were going to have when we started this list. So, yeah, let's talk about them. What we got?
We'll start with, I think, the one everyone knows and loves and thinks of first. We'll start with Netflix. So Netflix has actually 3 different plans. And the reason I know this is because I was literally looking at them 2 days ago because I need a Netflix account. I don't have one.
Oh, you were one of those people.
I was on my in-laws account and then Netflix pulled the whole, you have to be on the same IP address or same Wi-Fi, whatever they called it. And I'm like, okay. So because I don't live with them in their house, I can't access it anymore.
You were a bootlegger of Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Well, they bootlegged one of our streaming services. So, like, it evened out. So, like, that's why we were okay
with
it.
It's frowned upon to do that now.
I know. Like, they don't let you do that. And I'm just waiting for all these other platforms to now do it. And it's going to be sucky. Anyway. Okay. So we're going to start with Netflix. So the cheapest Netflix account is going to start at $6.99 per month. But that includes ads, so you're going to have to sit through, you know, basically commercials.
They have commercials now?
They have ads if you buy the cheapest plan, which is $6.99.
What's the next plan?
The next plan up is going to be $15.99. It does not include ads, and I believe it streams in 1080p, and you can have up to 2 devices streaming at one time in one house.
So it jumps up $9?
Mm-hmm.
To get to 2 devices and a 1080 streaming.
1080p streaming and no ads.
We're not even at 4K. Mm-mm. So the next one's going to have 4K.
Yeah, so their most expensive one is $22.99 a month. And that one you can stream in 4K. It doesn't have ads. And I think you can have it on up to 4 different devices in one household.
So we started at $6.99.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump to $22.99 to the top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Holy geez, really?
Yeah.
So I don't pay for Netflix in our house. My wife does. So I'm kind of like sticker shocked by that. We pay that much for Netflix? I don't know which one we have. I think we have the 4K one, but I'm not sure.
Maybe you should find out.
I mean, that seems kind of ridiculous. $22.99 for one app?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we mentioned the whole you have to be on the same IP address to share the password. You can buy family slots to let someone, like, outside of your house watch. But for an extra slot per month, it's $7.99.
Jesus.
It's like, let's say you wanted to pay for your mom who lives in a different house, right? You would have to pay an extra $8 a month. So if you have the top tier plan plus your mom's family account that she can watch at her house, you're paying, what, $31
Does she get the same, like, if I have the 4K and I add her, does she get the 4K? Or do I have to pay more for the 4K for her?
It does not say on this article that I'm reading.
Or is she getting, like, the ad-free one or something?
It should be whatever. It's added on to whatever plan you're already buying.
That sounds super expensive. Yeah.
And I will say this, because this is something my husband told me, because I was like, oh, I don't want the $6.99 plan. I was thinking the middle one or the most expensive one, the one in 4K. And he's like, well, we only have one device in here that can actually fully stream 4K, and that's our Xbox. We got a new Xbox. And so that's technically the only thing that can stream in 4K at our house. Everything else would be 1080p. So I'm like, well, I don't want to pay for 4K when I can't watch 4K on most of my TVs. And also, not every piece of content on Netflix is even available in 4K.
Right, yeah, there's just a handful of things.
Yeah, so maybe like, what, Avatar, if they have that on there or something like that might come in 4K, but not every other movie will. God. Yeah, so you gotta, like, this is a lot to think about. We're one in. We are one streaming service in, and this is what you have to consider.
It's already created a tussle in my house. It's gonna get worse, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been putting off getting our account, but I'm going to have to break down eventually. Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to YouTube TV.
This is a streaming, this is like the live streaming service, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, YouTube TV, I did not know this, costs $72.99 per month for its base plan. Though new subscribers can typically get like promotional sales and stuff, or if you're a first-time subscriber you can get a coupon, but $72.99.
but that's the one that's like Hulu Live, that's the one that has all the live channels.
Yes, and it has live. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the basic one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get in the next tier?
It doesn't say on this article, and I don't have YouTube TV. But it offers two other plans besides the base plan, and it also has a Spanish plan that includes everything in the basic plan, but with 30 additional Spanish-speaking channels.
So here's another thing to take in consideration if you want YouTube, and if you're a fan of the NFL, starting this season that's winding down, the NFL Sunday Ticket package is no longer on DirecTV. It's on Hulu or YouTube TV.
Really?
Yes. It's ridiculously expensive. But it's just as expensive as it was on DirecTV. But yeah, now it's on YouTube. So that's the exclusive owner of that for, I don't know, the next decade or whatever. But you can stream it now. So now you don't have to sit in front of a TV. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it, you know, you can watch it at the gym. You can watch it on the train. You can watch the game wherever. So.
And that's the only benefit I personally see to YouTube TV is the live TV portion aspect of it, and the fact that yes, I can stream it on my phone wherever I am. Now if I were to buy that.
Now the thing I think you also get with YouTube TV is that I think that's considered technically like the YouTube premium, so you can watch YouTube videos without commercials.
Oh, okay.
And then I think you also get the YouTube music, which is without commercials. So I have YouTube premium for me and for Andrew. And we like that because I don't like watching ads and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it to me for that. But and that right there, in case you don't know, you can still share that. Because like my tablet has YouTube Premium, and then Andrew signed into my same YouTube Premium.
That's good.
But other than that, I don't know what else you can do with it. Commercial free.
Yeah, just no ads.
No ads.
Hmm.
They're not even called commercials anymore. They're just called ads.
Well, they are what they are. All right, let's move on to another TV and live TV streaming service. Let's talk about Hulu. I think it's another big one that a lot of people have. So if you get their basic plan with ads, it's $7.99 a month.
But that's not even the live one. That's just
Hulu. Just Hulu, no live TV, no nothing with ads. The ad-free plan is $17.99 a month.
And that's just recordings. That's just like you can watch shows that aired yesterday. So like Dancing with the Stars or like The Voice and all that, I believe they come on the next day.
The next day. Mm-hmm. And also with Hulu, you can pay per month, or if you pay like for the full year in advance, you get a discount.
Okay.
Just a heads up. So they're live TV bundles. If you want to get live TV in there, which I think is only good for sports personally. So if you want sports, that's a good option. Their bundles range from $75.99 to $89.99 a month, depending on the channel options you want and ads.
So I have Hulu. And I have Hulu Live. And we've had it for a while. And that thing has jumped up in price. I'm not kidding. Probably 5 or 6 times in the last 3 years. I think every 6 months or every quarter, I get a thing saying like, hey, it's going to go up $4. It's going to go up $3. I don't know what we're paying now. I mean, I pay it, but I don't know what it is anymore. But I could have swore at one point it was like $64.99 or something. And I think now it's like 80 something. But I think we have the top one that has ESPN.
And Disney Plus.
But I don't think I use either one of those. Because I got Disney Plus when it first came out. Like, when it first came out, I had Verizon on my cell plan. And I got Disney Plus for free. Well, when I left Verizon, nobody canceled that. I'm still getting Disney Plus. I've been getting Disney Plus for like a year and a half.
You just put this on the internet, so maybe not for much longer.
You know, but yeah, I haven't been paying. Well, I guess I have been paying for it because I have it on the stupid Hulu combo thing, but
technically. And then Hulu also gives you the option to add on other streaming options like Max, Cinemax, Showtime. Do you have any of those?
So I have Max, which is formerly HBO Max, in case you don't know. When I got AT&T internet at the house, Max had just came out. And they said, hey, we'll bundle the deal so where you get Max for free. Because then AT&T owned HBO. Now they don't own them anymore. But I'm grandfathered into the plan, so I don't pay for Max. As long as I pay for my internet, my Max is free. But they haven't even owned them in like a year or two.
I'm also grandfathered in, but I get Max for free through my cell phone plan. We have AT&T cell service, and when we signed up, which was probably almost 2 years ago at this point, yeah, they bundled in HBO Max with it, and now it's Max, and we still
haven't been owned by AT&T in forever, but we still get it. One day I'll have to add that cost on there too, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, so expensive already. Okay. Speaking of Hulu and Disney Plus, if you want just Disney Plus, that costs $7.99 a month with ads as well. So we're kind of seeing a trend if you want ads.
But it used to not have ads.
I know. I'm just saying, if you want base price, you want the cheapest deal for any of these, you're looking at $6 to $8 a month, which if you don't care, I hate ads too. But if I absolutely had to, I would only pay that. And I'm like, oh, bathroom break. Oh, go get some more water. Oh, go get a snack. You know, let the dogs out. I got 2.5 minutes. But Disney Plus with ads, is $7.99 a month. $13.99 a month with no ads, which isn't bad.
Yeah, but do you see the jump?
I do see the jump. I'm just saying compared to what the other ones we've talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you can pay $140 annually.
But what's the $140? That's like $12 a month?
Yeah, so you basically save $2 a month.
If you just pay it up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what other streaming services there?
We got, like we mentioned earlier, we got Max, formerly HBO Max. Max with ads is $9.99 per month.
And then without ads?
For ad-free, it can be two different packages priced at $15.99 per month or $19.99 per month. And that one, again, has like Netflix, it has the 4K Ultra streaming option available.
God.
And downloadable options, which Netflix also has. But again, you have to be able to make sure that you can stream 4K through your device. And not every piece of content on Max is going to be available in 4K.
And in all honesty, the way most people stream, you can't really tell. Like, your eyes can't really tell the difference. I mean, it can, but it can't. And when you're watching it on a 7-inch iPhone, what's the difference? To me, I think it would be worse if my audio sucked. Like, if I had to pay more for a better audio, I think that would be a good deal, especially if you're watching like on your phone or your headphones. Like, you know, you're wearing headphones, but like visually, I don't think it really does anything unless you're sitting in front of a TV, you know, with 4K. It doesn't really do a difference. Mm-mm.
I agree.
You know, but if the sound was crappier on a lower tier, I think everybody would pay for the higher tier. I hope I just didn't give them that idea. It's like, oh, you want premium Dolby Atmos? That's extra.
Well, that's all in the speaker, too. Everyone's going to have different speakers.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if it sounded horrible, if it sounded like you were watching it in like a tin can, then yeah, I would be like, I want to pay more so it sounds better.
Let's move on to the next one. Let's talk about Apple TV Plus. So Apple TV Plus costs $9.99 a month after a free 7-day trial.
I had a free trial of that for a year when I bought my iPhone 12 or 13 or whatever. They gave me a free year. And then...
Aw, they only gave me 3 months.
They gave me a free year, and then, like, it just automatically started... Because they already have your information, so they just started deducting. It's like, oh, I'll just keep it, I guess. It's kind of how they got you.
You know you can not keep it.
I know, but I might need it one day.
Then you just sign up again. See, I'm. What's funny is I got my iPhone, and it came with the 3 free months, and I never used the 3 free months until right before the end of December. They're like, "Hey, your free trial offer is gonna expire at the end of 2023." I'm like, "Oh, I guess I should use it." So I just started it. So I'm gonna have Apple TV Plus until March ish this year, which I guess I can watch Ted Lasso and some other stuff, but I don't really care for what's on Apple TV Plus.
No, and that's a different part of this conversation we're going to get into.
Yeah. But yeah, $9.99 per month. It also offers other plans under Apple One, which I've never heard of. I've never heard of any of these. But you can bundle, you know, with your Apple Music, Apple Arcade, Apple Fitness, News. And those range from $19.95 to $37.95 a month.
Jesus.
Yeah. Let's move on to another one called Peacock, and I got issues with Peacock. It costs $5.99 to $11.99 per month, depending on your service. Peacock Premium, that's the one that includes ads. Excuse me, I'm talking too fast, y'all. It costs $5.99 per month. With Peacock Premium Plus, which doesn't have ads, costs $11.99 per month. Okay, I don't like how they named these either. I got issues with that service. I think it's dumb. They're owned by NBC.
Yeah.
So NBC is just trying to capitalize on a streaming service. And they're the ones that bought the rights to what? That Kansas City Chiefs game that streamed recently?
So recently, the wild card playoff, NFL playoff game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins was the first playoff game streamed exclusively on a streaming service. It was on Peacock. You had to have Peacock to watch it. It was not an NBC game. You know, even though it was put on by NBC, they weren't airing it on NBC network. No way, shape, or form could you get it unless you got Peacock. Do you know how many people watched that show?
No.
30 million people watched that game. And the conspiracy I have on that is that was against that was a way to monetize the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce dating thing. Because they knew that those Swifties have been watching all these games. And they're like, we know they're going to watch the game and we know they'll pay for it. We know for a fact these people will pay for it because they paid ungodly amounts to go to these concerts. Because why else would you put the defending Super Bowl champions on a paid service? The defending champion should be like, everybody wants to watch them. We should put them on live TV, like on regular TV. I think that if they weren't dating, they would have put a different game on there. But they knew they could monetize off those Swifties. That's what I think happened.
What I think is going to happen now is, however many millions of signups they got for that game, you know, whether or not people paid for a month or whatever, they're going to lose a lot of customers here very quickly. Like, everyone's streaming service is going to drop off, and that's going to hurt their numbers.
But they're also banking on somebody like me.
Yes.
That got like, it. Eh. That got it. It's yep. like, oh, it's $6. It's $9. Whatever. And now we've got Peacock. Mm-hmm. And maybe 3 months from now, maybe 6 months from now, maybe a year from now, I'm like, oh, I need to cancel this. But so I think they're banking on that. But then also, it sets a precedent. If 30 million people watch that dang show, that dang game, what's to say that next year it won't be the same 30 or 35 or 40 million? And they'll air one or two more games. You know, Amazon owns the rights. Amazon owns the rights to Thursday Night Football. Who's to say Amazon can't buy the rights to a playoff game? And ESPN owns a lot of rights. They're talking about ESPN going to like a full streaming, like a streaming channel. Like, there won't be an ESPN channel. It'll just be like ESPN, like an app, like streaming. So what's to stop ESPN from saying, oh, we're just going to put them on the streaming thing?
It's just going to be a bidding war eventually, in my opinion.
So where you're going to have to pay for everything. It's almost like a pay-per-view type thing. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously it's monthly, but it's like you there is no like over-the-air shows. There's no over-the-air sports.
Or like, let's say I have a subscription to Peacock to watch, you know, a game like that. Maybe like, okay, they'll be like, yeah, you know, the playoffs are going to be included on our platform, and you're paying $20 a month, no ads. But if you want to watch that specific game, you're going to have to pay an extra $10.
You need the Peacock Sports plan, because like that's how they do it right now.
Still make it cost more because it's, you know, oh, it's a playoff game.
But there's going to be at some point there's going to be like a Peacock Sports, and it's like, oh, because right now, you know, Peacock has certain soccer leagues in Europe, and they still have WWE for a few more months. I think their contract ends towards the end of the year, and they have football, and they have, I think, IndyCar racing, the Olympics. You're trying to tell me that they won't just create a Peacock Sports? And it's like, hey, if you want the Peacock Sports add-on for an extra $10 a month, regular Peacock's $9.99. Oh, but you want the sports too? The only way you can watch it is on this Peacock add-on. $9.99 more. Only $9.99.
That's going to suck.
You don't think that's going to happen? Because now people have bought it. If people had boycotted it and said, no, we're not going to watch your stupid playoff game.
No, I think it'll happen. I believe it'll happen. I just wish it wouldn't. But I think it's going to. And my other tea is it's not just Peacock, but it's all these other platforms, is the names they give these packages or these bundles. Like Apple TV Plus. Peacock Premium, Peacock Premium Plus. Like, Peacock Premium, is that not like at least a middle tier package? That's their base package. Why call it premium? Why can't it just be, I don't know, Peacock or something?
Well, and here's the thing too, is that we haven't even gotten into other streaming services. Amazon, let's talk about Amazon.
Sure, Prime Video.
Prime Video. Amazon Prime Video, they just raised their rates recently. And then they announced at the end of the year, at the end of 2023, they're like, hey, we're going to start a commercial, or it's all going to have commercials on it now, or ads. And if you want ad-free, you have to pay an extra $2 a month. Well, you just raised my rates.
Yeah.
In like September. You just raised them, and now you're going to raise them again if I want ad-free?
Well, I'm not sure the date of this article that I'm reading that has all this, but at the time in this article, it says that Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, like the general subscription, you know, for buying packages and stuff, that's $14.99 a month, and you have access to some of the streaming options on Prime Video. But if you just want Prime Video, that's only $8.99 a month.
But you don't get all the cool Amazon Prime shipping.
No. This is strictly the movie and TV show streaming.
And in my opinion, the only one that's really worth the money that you feel like you're getting more is Amazon. Because think of what you are getting with Amazon. When was the last time you paid for shipping on something?
Not through Amazon.
I mean, like, when was the last time? I mean, if you bought it through Amazon, when was the last time you're like, oh, I got to pay an extra $9? Like, I've saved so much money, especially like the holidays. I'm the one that buys a lot for my family. Like, my mom's like, here, go buy here's all their Christmas list for 20 people. And I'm always using Amazon. I mean, I'm buying 30, 40 things during Christmas on Amazon for my mom and dad. So, like, yes, we've saved a ton of money on shipping. And it's so fast. I mean, I was showing you this little stand I bought for my iPad today. I ordered it at, like, midnight last night. And here it is in my hands the next day. It's so convenient. It's so fast. Yeah, it's worth it to pay an extra, you know, $14. And I get to watch shows. And I get to get my stuff free. That's a good bundle.
And I agree. I think if you look at bundles like that, where you get, you know, the free fast shipping, you can get streaming movies and TVs, you can stream music. I think they also have like their version of a cloud thing you can buy, you know. I think if you were to purchase all that, that could possibly be cheaper than having all of those individual services from different places. But you would just have to like compare to know.
That's another part of this conversation is that I don't know about you, but when I go to my TV, I've got like 7 apps to scroll through something. And God forbid I'm trying to find a specific movie. God forbid I'm like, oh, I really want, like, I want to watch an old 80s movie. I want to watch The Goonies. I have to like go to Google and be like, The Goonies, where can I stream it? You know? There's no thing that's like, there's nothing, at least that I've found, that streamlines it. Because God forbid you go into Max and you search Goonies. It's not on Max. Let me go to Netflix. It's not on Netflix. Let me go to Hulu. It's not on Hulu. Oh, there it is. It's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, it's on Peacock. I had to scroll through 4 or 5 different things. Or, oh, it's on Showtime or whatever they call it now. Paramount Plus, whatever. But it's such a whip. It's such a whip to watch anything. Like, very rarely do I watch something that I'm looking for. Usually it finds me. I'm just scrolling and I'm like, oh, I'll watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, you can't really just go find it. It's such a beating. Especially when you don't know what you want to watch. My wife, I love her to death, but my wife will just, stuff will find her and she's like, I'm going to watch that. And I'm like, no, I want to pick. I want to be able to pick what the hell I want to watch. I don't want it to do it for me.
I just keep adding stuff to my watch list that keeps getting longer and longer.
But it's just, I mean, that's the one thing. And I mean, I have Hulu. I've had Hulu Live for many years. But the one thing that I do miss is I miss being able to just like scroll. Like, you know, in the old days, you could just click up. Like, oh, no, I don't want that. And, you know, in the old days, you just click and you didn't know exactly what it was. You had to watch a minute or two of it. And then whenever, like, the guide became a thing on cable, then you could click and it's like, oh, this tells you on the little ticker what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the next channel. Or you could just hit the guide and scroll and see what's going on. But now it's not like that. It's like if you go to Hulu and you're going through the guide and you see, oh, there's this movie. You have to click on it and then it's got to load. And doesn't matter how fast your internet is, there's always some kind of, it's not as instant as TV used to be, as cable TV used to be, as satellite. There's always like a lag, something that's like, and it just agitates the heck out of me. Like it feels like a chore to watch television. Like I'm talking about like, just like channel surfing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chore. Like they're trying to drive me out of that lifestyle. I have all these channels and I very rarely channel surf because it's such a pain to me.
Well, I got 2 more for you. And these I hadn't heard of before. At least, no, I think I heard of one. But I'll go through these ones quick. Have you heard of Sling TV?
Yes.
Okay, so Sling TV has 2 plans. They have Sling Orange. That comes with more than 30 channels and costs $40 a month. After the first month at $20. And then they have Sling Blue. See, I like these names better. They're just colors. It's not like premium plus plus extra hype, you know, super high. You know, it's just blue and orange. It's super, very simple.
Super high.
Blue pricing and channel access for Sling TV depends on where you live. So I guess like, for example, if you lived in the NYC metropolitan area, your first month will cost $22.50. And then the remaining months after, you'll be charged $45 per month. But if you live somewhere, you know, like Texas, South Texas, your first month will cost you $20 and then $40. So they kind of charge based on different areas of the U.S.
Like your demographic or like your financial demographic.
I guess, you know.
Okay, I'm not hating
like,
on that.
Like we know New York and, you know, Silicon Valley costs more than it is to live here in Texas, so.
I don't hate that.
Mm-mm. The last one I'll talk about real quick is called Fubo TV.
Fubo.
Fubo. F-U-B-O. Fubo. I don't think it's Fubo. I think it's Fubo. What is Fubo? It focuses on live sports. And their plans range from $32.99 a month to $94.99 a month.
Jesus.
They got four different plans. They got Pro, Elite, Premier, and Latino. See, Pro, Elite, and Premier all sound the same to me. Anyway, the number of channels in each of those plans depends, again, like on your zip code and local offerings. And then most of the plans that they offer come with over more than 100 different channels.
Okay.
Huh. Hmm. I didn't know this. I didn't know Fubo at all.
I'd be interested in looking in the Sling. So whenever the streaming, the live streaming first started and we got Hulu, we tried Hulu and I think we tried YouTube Live mm-hmm. or whatever, YouTube TV, but we never tried Sling. But that was one, those were like the three main ones then. Now, who knows? But I think Sling's the one that's like kind of still holding on for, like they're still here, but I don't know how relevant they are compared to YouTube or to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that's such a whip right now is that it's, everybody's like, nobody's really successful at it. The one that's the most successful at this is Netflix. Netflix is like the creme de la creme in regard, like they've won Academy Awards. And they just signed a contract with the WWE to start doing the live Monday Night Raws starting towards the end of the year. So they're going to start doing live shows.
Oh, wow.
I believe they did a live stand-up thing with, I think it was Dave Chappelle, or maybe it was Tracy Morgan, like a year ago. So they're slowly trying to get into the live stuff. But, like, some of these companies started to compete with Netflix, and they realized, like, it's not as easy as they make it look. Netflix really had to work really hard at it. And, you know, like all these studios, because, I mean, they're like, well, instead of Netflix making all that money, we'll just yank all of our content off of there and we'll start our own streaming service. But they don't realize that it's not that easy. Mm-mm. It's still hard. And, you know, Netflix made it work because they were a conglomerate of all these different studios. And now all these studios are getting greedy. It's like, well, wait a minute. We want all our stuff back. Disney's like, we'll go start our own thing. And Paramount's like, we'll go start our own thing. And HBO's going to go start their own thing. And now they're all kind of Peacock. They're all kind of struggling. And Netflix is still doing their thing. You know? And I think with time, and you have seen this now, like with your cell phone plan, where they bundle, and you're starting to see more of these bundles. And I think over the next year or two, you're going to see more bundles. And it's like, hey, come to Verizon so that you can get, you know, Peacock and Paramount together and blah 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 together, you know. But it's so scattered everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know.
And there's no, you know, at this time I haven't seen or heard of any like regulations, because I don't know how you can regulate something like that, because these are private companies. Mm-hmm. Right, these are private entities, so like how they want to run business, as long as they're still, you know, quote, following the law, not committing fraud, anything like that, they can buy the rights to whatever. If they legally own it, they can be like, yeah, we want to charge this much for it. So everyone's going to be doing that. And I mean, it's going to be hard if we ever try to write legislation to regulate this stuff. It's going to be near impossible, in my opinion.
So did you watch Back to the Future 2?
I have seen it, yes.
Okay, so there's a scene where Marty McFly's son gets home and there's just this big wall of like TV, and he's like, put it on channel 105, 210, this, the weather channel. And he has like 9 channels up watching them at once. That's almost what you have to do. It's like, put up Netflix, put up Hulu, put up Amazon Prime, put up Peacock. And you just sit there and you're like, what am I gonna watch? Like, it's all kind of, there's good content on there, don't get me wrong, but then there's also a bunch of just crap, like just watered down. There's not a way to, like, filter that. right? There's not a way to filter it and say, I only want to watch stuff that's got, you know, 2 stars and up or 3 stars and up. Sometimes you're like really like digging for like through crap. You're like, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to see this.
I will say, as someone who is really picky about their monthly subscription services, again, I haven't even gotten a new Netflix account, I was looking at a lot of free options. So I'm not going to talk about them here really on the episode because I think we're wrapping up. But there are free streaming service options out there. If you just look, search for them, you can Google them. One off the top of my head that I use personally is called Freevee.
Tubi is the other one, isn't it? T-U-B-I. I think that's the other one.
Okay. I haven't heard of that, but sure. They offer, like, Freevee, in my opinion, has some decent content on there. Maybe not the newest stuff, but they have stuff I would want to watch on there, and it's free all the time.
And I think that's what it comes down to, is as a consumer, like, how much is too much?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I really have to have this, 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 and this? Like, do I really have to have 9 apps? You know? Or are you willing to say, hey, like, I question Hulu Live all the time. I mean, but I like to watch sports. So it's like, I have it for sports.
Yep.
But do I really just watch Hulu? Like, no, half the time when I watch Hulu, it's crap from last night. You know? It's like, oh, we didn't watch it last night. Let's watch it tonight. My wife likes Dancing with the Stars, and she likes, what's the other one? The Voice. Very rarely do we watch it live. So it's like, oh, tomorrow we'll watch what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, there's very rarely anything that I watch live besides sports. I don't think there's anything I watch live besides sports.
I can tell you right now, I do not watch anything live ever except for sports.
The only thing that I want to know in real time is sports. I don't care who won Dancing with the Stars. I don't care who won The Voice. I don't care who won American Idol or all the other junk. Like, I don't care what happened on Grey's Anatomy. Like, I don't have to know that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to know who won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who won the Ranger game? Who won the Cowboy game?
Including news, too. I don't even care to watch the news anymore because I can get my news so much faster online. I used to get all my news on Twitter because it was so much faster.
I like to read the news.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the news. I do. That's a part of my nightly ritual, is I read the news. I'm like an old man.
You are an old man.
Well, so there's a lot of options out there as a consumer.
Yes.
And you know, do your research, you know, find the bundles, find the deals. If you have one of the major 4 cell phone providers, a lot of them, or 3 cell phones, however many there are now, a lot of them have bundles, you know, Amazon sometimes has bundle, Walmart, like all those guys have bundles now. Like if you're using different services, see if you can save you a couple bucks here and there.
And those bucks add up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. As somebody that spends a lot of money on like $5 here, $10 there, yeah, it adds up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be a statistic like me, guys. So.
I think that wraps it up today.
I think that's going to wrap up episode 107. So, once again, let me try to get it right. Let's thank Young Ideas Dish for all your Dish and Google product needs. Check them out. And Wavespace Audio for providing the music.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Wavespace.
Thank you, guys.
So, that's going to wrap us up for 107. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey,
we're Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next time.
Bye. Later.